Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
It's time for Bouncer Bebop. Come on, way. Come on now.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Powell to the People, live on the radio. Wayne Powell here at the beach, and we have our program director and sound engineer, South Bay Jay, in the studio. Well, you know, it seems like for the last several shows, first thing I say is it's nice and warm here in sunny Southern California. It was a tongue twister. Actually, there has been a few days when it was too much on the hot side. The hot side of things, but I really shouldn't be complaining. The good news is we still have warm summer-like weather. The bad news is summer is almost ending. I was saying to Jay before we went live on the air that I don't know where this summer went, and I don't even know where the year has gone by. Seems like everything's happening way too fast. And this weekend, it seemed like it was over in an instant. I wish things could slow down. But I guess, now that I've said that, the one thought that comes to mind is the old expression, time flies when you're having a good time. So I guess in that regard, again, I can't complain. Again, we're in a heat wave in certain parts of the country. And the one thing I always say is if you have pets, like dogs, be careful with walking them on asphalt or even the sidewalk, in hot weather. It's really bad for their paws. And, when the temperature, let's say, is in the 90s, and it doesn't matter what the humidity is, the actual temperature on the asphalt is super hot. And I think there's some formula, but it's like exponentially higher. So I think they have things you could put on, animals' paws, like boots or shoes or something. I don't know if they like that, but, at least it'll protect them from burning their paws. The one thing I always want to mention, at least here in Manhattan Beach, but pretty much I think every city has one, but in Manhattan Beach, there's a cooling center at Joslyn, especially for the seniors. It's air-conditioned. Over by around the beach, we don't typically have air conditioning, except for the brand-new mega mansions that they're building that have air conditioning. Typically, if you're close to the beach, you really don't need it. You can just crack open a window, and, the sea breeze will cool things down. Sometimes you have the El Nino winds, where instead of blowing inland, they blow in the opposite direction, and it can get somewhat hot. That's only a few days of each year, and what I do is I just have a little fan that I use. I also have a box fan. If, I have people over and I want to cool off an entire room. But if it's just a limited area, I have a really small fan. It takes very little electricity, and it's very effective. Although I know when we have a heat wave, if you run to the store to buy a fan, generally you can't find one because everybody seems to be doing it. I would think people already have fans, but they go to hoard fans. And, you can't find any. So, just have a spare fan around. Or you don't have that, they just take something that you can fan yourself. But, of course, the most important thing is to stay hydrated. So, one thing I wanted to mention before I forget, totally unrelated, and especially sometimes there's something I want to mention and we run out of time, but the one thing I want to mention in Redondo Beach, but I know it's been happening elsewhere, but in Redondo Beach, on the parking meters, there's a scam going on where somebody put on over 100 parking meters, they put a fake QR code. And, you know, normally they have the QR codes where you can scan to pay your parking meter. Nowadays, I don't know if parking meters still take coins. It's either credit card or you can scan and pay through, you know, like a payment app. Well, some bad actors out there are putting these fake barcodes, and when you scan it, it doesn't go to the meter. Your payment doesn't go. It goes to their own account, and it may be an offshore digital account. You know, choked up about that. So, plus, it captures your personal information, and so they can drain your bank account, perhaps. And then there's others that, you know, have spyware or malware attached. The ones in Redondo Beach apparently were going to, you know, an account, and they had to go and remove all of those stickers. You know, previous to that, one of the scams was, and I don't know if it happened in Redondo Beach, but I know it did happen in some cities, where people would go around, somebody was going around putting fake parking tickets, and then it would say you could pay your parking ticket here, and there was a barcode to scan. And in some cases, it was malware and spyware. In other cases, again, it was, you know, you were paying somebody directly, and, you know, it was going to perhaps an overseas account or a digital currency account, something that's very difficult to trace, and also something that you'll never see your money again. So be very careful. I don't use QR codes because I just don't trust any of them. I don't know if something's real or not. It's like when you get a phishing email and or a text message, and there you could go and on the email where you look at the address line, it may say something like Bank of America or Wells Fargo, but when you click on it, not to open up the email, but just to see what the actual email address is, it's some weird email address. So at least there you can look at it. But if I get something that I'm suspicious and it says it's coming from my bank, then I will just contact the bank directly. I won't use the link. But again, I don't use you know, the QR codes, just because I just simply don't trust them. And, you know, I hate paying parking meters, so I usually don't use a parking meter. And I do whatever I can to avoid getting a parking ticket. Except sometimes I don't read the signage, and maybe there's a two-hour parking limit, or there's street sweeping during certain hours. And I've gotten one in Manhattan Beach, and I think the fine was $58. And so I would never, ever use a parking meter, and I would never, I mean, I would always read, you know, the parking signage. I remember one time I was in L.A. somewhere, and I did read the sign, and it said, no parking between the hours of such and such and such and such. And then it said, except on certain days, and then it was between the hours of such and such and such and such. And then it said, street sweeping between, you know, on certain days between the hours of such and such and such and such. And then it had a bunch of it. It took me forever to read the sign. And it's like, you know what? I need to get out a piece of paper and diagram this. to figure out when I can park. And, oh, and then between certain hours, it was only, you know, limited parking, like for a half an hour or an hour. I finally said, you know what, forget it. This is a trap, and I'm sure the meter maids continually go by, and they write tons of tickets. So I said, this is absurd. I'm moving on. And I was actually going to report it to, like, one of the, you know, television reporters that loves to address things like that. But I said, you know, hopefully people are smart and they just won't use those spaces. And when people don't, when consumers don't buy something or they don't use something, they generally tend to go away. You know, it's all about supply and demand. Although in that case, parking was where I went, parking was limited. And of course there were meters on every street. And I did wind up parking somewhere, and it was like I walked miles, well, not exactly miles, but I walked a long distance to get to where I was going. And maybe it was good exercise, maybe it was a good omen or something, but that was, you know, L.A. And it was I was thinking it was like West L.A. So, but I know in Santa Monica I've seen that as well, and I think I've seen it in Culver City. So just a word to the wise, you know. One of the things I'd like to do, and I've been thinking about, is they have those folding bicycles, and now maybe they have a folding e-bike that you can keep in the trunk of your car. So then you could park somewhere and then just whip it out and then, you know, ride it to wherever you want to go. And I think they even fit like in a backpack. So once you get to your destination, you know, you have it in a backpack. They don't have something like that yet. Then, I mean, like, you know, an e-bike version. Somebody can make a lot of money, you know, patent it, trademark it or whatever, and you'll be a gazillionaire, I guess. But I'm sure by now they must have something like that. Well, you know, I mentioned this weekend went by real quickly, and one thing that I liked, which is an annual event yesterday, was the Catalina Classic paddleboard race. I believe it's 32 miles, and it's from Catalina Island to the Manhattan Beach Pier. And it's not like a stand-up paddleboard. You know, there's no paddles. Your hands are your paddles. And, you know, 32 miles is a very long distance. I believe they set the record of somewhere in the five-hour neighborhood. And then, of course, others came in at, like, I don't know, 8 hours, maybe even longer than that. But it's interesting. You know, we went to the Manhattan Beach Pier and watched the front runners coming in. And boy, were they exhausted. And the rules are you have to actually have a boat accompany you. So I guess if something happens, then, you know, they just pluck you out of the water. But there were a lot of also there were a lot of people on jet skis, and I don't know if there's sharks on along that route, but that might be another thing you have to look out for. And apparently, the conditions were great, and they had currents, you know, going in the right direction, and then the weather was great, and that's why, you know, it set a record. Not to mention that, you know, with technology, they're making these paddle boards much, I was going to say aerodynamic. I don't know what you call it. That's, you know, when you're up in the air. I don't know what you call it when you're in the water. But so they're faster. The athletes are getting more proficient or more, you know, much stronger. So I should have gotten who the winner was. And I don't know if they have a winner overall, and then in like most races we'll have the male and the female winner, and then they might even have age categories. A little bit ignorant in that regard, but that was a great race. Now, I was mentioning how summer is winding down, and you know what that means. Concert season, you know, outdoor free concerts are coming to a close. You know, those concerts usually are only during the summer season. We went to concerts in the park yesterday, and they had a band that's called the Kings of 88. They were supposed to perform last year, but if you recall, there were hurricane warnings here in the South Bay, and as a precaution, they canceled the concert. The hurricanes never materialized, they were here this year. And if you're wondering, is there some significance to their name, the Kings of 88? The answer is absolutely. The guy plays the piano. He had this red-colored piano, and I learned, actually, I think it was last year, I think he was at Pollywog Park a few years ago, but there's 88 keys on a piano, hence the name, the Kings of 88. And they played, you know, like the Piano Man songs. They had Billy Joel and, Elton John. There was this older couple behind us, and they were all bummed. They were complaining. I guess they liked Lawrence Welk, and they kind of like, you know, that type of music. And it was mostly rock tunes. And, you know, between Elton John and, well, there's also a third piano person besides Billy Joel and Elton John. And I can't remember who it was. But they were doing all of that music. And then, of course, there's only so many of those songs you could play. So then they were just playing other rock songs. They have, of course, a lead guitarist and a bass player, and the guy who plays the guitar sings. So, but the couple behind us, they wanted some Liberace tunes, and I said, "Well, do you see it?" And they were complaining like loudly. I said, "Do you see a candelabra on the top of the piano?" And they said, "No." Well, then you're probably not going to hear Liberace. And besides the demographics of the audience, you know, it ain't that kind of music. I think if they had played some of that music, some people might have walked out. They were really good. And I said summer's coming to a close. Well, next Sunday, it's the last concert in the park for this year, for the season. And it's the Blue Breeze Band. And they play calypso music, hip hop. What's the other music genre? My brain's not functioning today. It's a lot of like soft rock or soft jazz type of music. They used to call it the new wave, or is it new age music? They're actually pretty good, or at least that's what everybody's saying. And they were at concerts in the park last year, and I just don't quite remember, or maybe it was the year before. I don't exactly remember, but if everybody's saying they're good, they must be good. And the best things in life are free, right? But since the last concert, and they usually save the best for last, but I know there were much other better cover bands that they've had, during this summer season. So that will be ending concerts in the park in Manhattan Beach. Then this Wednesday at the Point Shopping Center in El Segundo, that's going to be their final concert. Oh, I should mention the concert in the park at Pollywog Park, of course, as always, Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. At the Point, it's Wednesday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. And they have a really, really, really good band called Triple Bueno. And I know Z11 is excellent at guitar, and he does vocals as well. And then they have Shag, I'm trying to think of his real name, on the keyboard, but, you know, he plays the keys like no other, and he's really good. So I highly recommend that, and especially if you haven't been to the Point before, you know, you should check it out. After all, it is the last concert of this season, you know, this year. One thing that we're going to do is on Thursday, and if you're listening, this happens to be a rerun show. It's August 29th, and that one is also 6 to 8 p.m., but at the Manhattan Village Mall, they have concerts in their courtyard, and I highly recommend this Thursday, and it's also their last concert, and it's Feed the Kitty. So, you know, I would highly recommend everyone to check out Manhattan Village Mall. So, did I hear Jay say we are going to be going to a commercial break? Okay, he said yes. I was too busy talking, and I thought he said that. I've got some more upcoming concerts, so we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
It's Powell to the People. Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. And as I say that, I'm looking out the window at the beach, and they've got this ship that is it's laying fiber optic cable, and you know, I didn't think they were doing that anymore. I thought everything now is, you know, via satellite uplinks and downlinks, and but you can actually see the cable being unraveled. And I often wondered, you know, the harsh marine environment, saltwater, and then marine life, and you know, and maybe ships cutting the cable accidentally. Of course, actually, that wouldn't happen because the cable or cables are down deep, but I didn't think we're doing that anymore, but they obviously are. Okay, well, so getting back to concerts, in Redondo Beach, You know, they have the Thursday night concerts, which are all cover bands, and then they have the Saturday evening concerts on the pier, which are all kinds of other music genres. And but with one exception, their final concert, which is Saturday, August 31st, from 6 to 8 p.m., they have a band called 1969. I keep saying I want to look up their music, but I'm guessing that it's like Woodstock music and psychedelic 60s kind of music. If it's not, I'm going to be awfully disappointed. Well, maybe others will as well, but that's what I guess it is. But, you know, it's strange because the cover bands are on Thursdays, not on Saturday nights. So we haven't gone to any of the ones on the pier, but I heard, you know, as to the Thursday night concerts, they had a really good Fleetwood Mac cover band, and I love Fleetwood Mac. I think this past week they had a good Eagles tribute band, and I love the Eagles as well. So that's it with the regular concert series. And yeah, and before people from that live up in Palos Verdes text me or email me, you know, my PV friends saying, well, what about our concerts up on the hill? Yeah, there's concerts there. There's, you know, free summer concerts in Long Beach, Torrance, elsewhere. I think they're all of them have either ended or will be ending this week. But I can't keep up with those, and we only attend, you know, the Beach Cities ones, which gets me to Hermosa Beach. Now, Hermosa Beach, you know, they're not having a, well, they used to always have the Fiesta Hermosa on Memorial Day and Labor Day, and, of course, a week from today is Labor Day. Well, they're not having the Labor Day Fiesta Hermosa. So in its place, or I guess you can sort of say in its place, they have two concerts that they've announced. One on Sunday, September 8th, and then one on Sunday, September 15th. We're going to definitely be going to the one on September 8th because the band is, they actually have a couple, they have three bands. They have two bands that open, and then they have, you know, the headliner. The headliner band is Phantom Planet. So, you know the song, California, well, I can't sing with crap, but that's Phantom Planet, and I actually like Phantom Planet. I haven't heard any of their songs played lately. Then opening, they have Poppy Harlow, which is good. Then there's a band called The Mox, M-O-X. Somewhere there was a typo, it said The Max, but it's really The Mox. And it starts at 3, and I don't know what time it actually goes to. Usually they'll say like 6 to 8 or 5 to 7, so I'm not exactly sure what time it will be going to, and hopefully the weather will be you know, good like it is right now. I know for past concerts on the beach, it often was where it would go through, like, you know, sundown, and it would start out nice and warm, but the minute the sun goes down, and especially with the sea breeze, the temperature got a little bit chilly. So my recommendation is you might want to bring a light jacket just in case. So now Sunday, September 15th, they have, I guess it's a performer or a band, and I'm probably not even pronouncing the first name right. I would think it's Gilby Clark. Maybe it's Gilby Clark, but I'm guessing it's Gilby Clark. Don't know anything about him, I suppose. Maybe it's a her, and maybe it's a band. If Jay knows, chime in. Opening for them is Barley. And Barley played last week at The Point, and I love Barley, and they're good. So that should be good. And then another opening band is Red Letter, and I don't know anything about them. Oh, one of my friends just texted me. He said Gilby Clark was the rhythm guitarist for Guns N' Roses. So there you have it. Or one of the rhythm guitarists. Yeah, I know over the years they had, you know, a number of guitarists. But anyways, that should be good. You know, I just love concerts right on the beach. And that will be it for the summer concert series. I heard rumors that they may add another concert. You know, we'll see. Now, the one thing I should advise is, you know, the concert starts at 3, but get there early because parking is always a challenge. And I remember it was a couple or a few years ago, they had the band Venice, and it was like a gazillion people on the beach. So, again, if you want to get good seats, if you want to be able to find parking somewhere, you know, get there early. I learned even at Pollywog Park, and even at the Point, you got to get there at least an hour early if you want to get a parking space, or at least get one that you don't have to walk a mile and carry, you know, chairs and other stuff. Now, I'm told that for the concerts on the beach in Hermosa Beach, alcohol is not allowed. They don't allow alcohol on the beach. But, you know, and you didn't hear this from me, or maybe you did, but I won't admit it. Just get a canister and fill it up with, you know, wine. I remember I was at one of their concerts, and some friends said, "Hey, would you like some grape juice or lemonade?" And I could smell the red wine, so I knew that's what the grapefruit juice was, or the grape juice, rather. The lemonade turned out to be a margarita. And one guy was not even very clever. He was having a large can of beer wrapped in a paper sack, and the security made him dump it out in the sand. Anyways, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Power to the People.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net Radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
When you need quality Auto Parts Warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the part specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold off. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Talk to the people.
It's Power to the People.
Welcome back. You're listening to Power to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. Another friend texted me that in Hermosa Beach they say advertising alcohol is not allowed just because if it were, some people abuse it. But they said if you drink and you're, if you behave yourself, and of course maybe if you camouflage it, you know, it's okay. I know they don't have the police. They used to have the police there, but now, like at all other venues, they have the CSC security, and they're a bit more lenient. So, but having said that, you know, maybe they will have Hermosa PD there, but, you know, the important thing is just to behave yourself. And then, of course, they definitely do not allow smoking or vaping. However, yesterday at the concert in the park, at Pollywog Park, there were people that were vaping, and someone was smoking weed. I mean, you could smell it. And I almost, well, I can say I almost got high, you know, with the secondhand smoke. Actually, that didn't happen, but, you know, it seems like the city needs to do a better job of enforcing things. Lately, they haven't been. And I know during COVID, you know, they didn't want to, and this is everywhere, not just Manhattan Beach, they didn't want to appear to be heavy-handed. And then it just seemed like when the pandemic kind of settled down, I mean, COVID's still out there, but it's not like, you know, back in during the real pandemic period. But it seems like nothing seems to be getting enforced. And, you know, I have a friend who said, give her a ticket book and she'll enforce it. But she gets, like, a cut, 10% of every fine that the city collects. And then the city doesn't have to worry about, you know, bond or parcel taxes or sales tax increases. You know, in the city of Manhattan Beach, there's the school board is going out for another parcel tax, or is it a bond? Well, it's basically the same difference. It's a tax increase. The city is on the November ballot, also has a measure. It's to increase the sales tax 0.5%. The Beach City's Health District, which affects Redondo Beach, Hermosa Beach, and Manhattan Beach voters, they want a $30 million bond to build a new campus. And but all three are on the ballot. And it's like, you know, enough already. We're taxed way too much. And my advice to them is live within your means. You know, like what we do. We don't, well, most people do. Some people don't. And then there's bankruptcy court maybe for them. But anyways, you know, tighten your belts. Because we know their budgets expand when they get additional revenue. And actually, the revenue, the tax revenue is always increasing because property taxes, property values increase every year. And especially if a sales transaction occurs, the new buyer buys at a much higher tax base, you know, that market value than the previous buyer. So the taxes are always increasing. And yeah, I realize that cost of living has been increasing lately. But just like all of us, you know, citizens, residents, and voters, most importantly, you know, we learn to adjust our budgets. And same thing with governments. They need to do that. And so I'm hoping that people say enough is enough, vote no, and then they'll realize that, you know, okay, you know, we just can't pay exorbitant salaries. Maybe we don't have salary increases or such large salary increases. And I'm not the only one that's saying this, by the way, a lot of people. So I don't know if these government agencies did some research or polling to see if taxpayers want to be taxed more, especially having three types of tax increases on the same ballot. So, and then one of them says, oh, last time around, I said, well, you know, we're not going to go out for a parcel tax or a bond measure. And then here it is a year later, and now they are. I didn't believe it then. And that one just barely passed. So, okay, I'm going to get off my, gripe session here. But, again, I'll just end that train of thought by saying enough is enough. Okay, well, you know, I was mentioning we're at the end of the summer, and whenever September rolls around, that means Apple will be releasing new products. And, of course, September 9th is the date. I'm not sure what the time is. Typically on the West Coast, it's around 10 a.m., but they're going to be announcing the new and improved iPhone 16, and then the Apple Watch Series 10, which the two of those are what I'm interested in. I think the Apple Music Pod, or whatever they call that, I don't know why you would need that, you know, with other devices. But anyways, they're coming out with that. I'm not sure about the iPad, not to be confused with the iPod, but I think maybe they already released that, but I'm not sure. I'm looking forward to the iPhone 16. I've been waiting because I heard it's going to be radically different. It's going to have a different design, and it'll render all prior versions, obsolete, not only technologically obsolete, but physically it'll, be dated. So I've been holding out, and I've read all kinds of rumors of what the Apple Watch Series 10 is, what new features and different features it's going to have, as well as the look and functionality. The same thing, I've heard rumors about the iPhone 16. One thing that I'm pretty sure is true, because everyone's saying it, and apparently there was a leak of what it might look like, but it's going to be thinner, and again, it's going to have more functionality, hopefully longer battery life, all devices. I wish they'd make the battery life longer. And then maybe, depending on what that has and what the price is, I might, splurge and get a new iPhone because I'm a few generations behind. Right now it's good for my purpose, but it's starting to slow down. And I just got a text message last night from, Apple that they wanted to download an update in, the software. I think it's iOS 16 point something or other. And every time that happens, the newest, latest, and greatest versions are designed for devices that are more current, so they have more, RAM or ROM memory, more internal memory, a larger and faster processing chip, larger meaning larger storage capacity. And so if you have an older one that's a bit slower or has a slower chip, then it's going to operate slower. Now, they say it's not appreciably slower. You wouldn't notice, but that's BS. You do notice. So, but for me, I've had a lot of good life out of my iPad, and maybe it's time, and especially my iPhone. But I'm looking forward to getting an Apple Watch, and the one thing is, it's yet another thing that I have to worry about, keeping the battery charged. Although I think they have these chargers now where you can set your phone, your iPad, your Apple Watch, all of the devices, just sit it on top and it charges them all at the same time. Energy efficient that way as well. So, you don't have to plug in things per se. So we'll see, but I do want to get the Apple Watch. Whether I replace my phone and my iPad. Probably my iPad needs to be replaced. My iPhone, maybe I'll wait another year. It's always frustrating. The one thing is when a new model comes out, you can buy the older edition at a discount. So if, you know, the cost is a consideration, you can do that. Otherwise, if you want to have the latest and greatest, like a few of my friends do, I have one friend that every time a new iPhone or iPad or Apple Watch or anything comes out, they got to be the first to have one, which is kind of absurd. Anyways, on that note, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
Millions of Americans are without access to dental benefits, especially because of the high market demand for quality and affordable dental care in America. Now here comes DentalPlans.com. It's the leading online resource for discount dental plans and an alternative to dental insurance for families and individuals. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on DentalPlans.com now and find your affordable dental care in America.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
I'm Carol King. The opportunity to study music is one of the most valuable things we can give our young people. Music is a positive outlet for creative expression. It reinforces teamwork, communication, self-discipline, and focus, all skills that will benefit them in every aspect of their lives. If your school has a music program, encourage your child to use it. If it doesn't, work with others in your community and do whatever it takes to get one. I know how much my music programs and music teachers meant to me when I was growing up. Leave your kids a note for the future. Support music programs and music teachers in your school and community.
A public service announcement brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and this station. Music, part of a sound education.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. And, one of the reasons why I definitely want to get an Apple Watch, I'm not one of those tech people where I have to have the latest and greatest gadget. I have a number of friends that are like that. And, they could spend their money that way, I suppose. But I do want to get the watch just because of some of the health features. And if you fall or if you get into an auto accident, if it detects a certain shock, and then it'll ask if you're okay. If you don't respond, it'll automatically call first responders, emergency first responders. Same thing if you have a heart attack. Or if you have AFib, irregular heartbeat, or, a stroke, or any one of a number of things, and also monitors your blood pressure, your temperature. I think the blood pressure is one of the, it currently doesn't do, but it's one of the features that apparently, in order to keep up, with Android watches, or other competitors' watches, it's definitely going to have this, that feature. But the important thing is it's going to look different. And but it's going to be, you know, when somebody texts me now, I get it in my my iPad, I get it on my iPhone, and it's synced so that when I'm in my car, my Mercedes, it comes up. And but you would think you could just delete it in, on one device and it deletes it everywhere. It doesn't. You have to go in and delete them separately if it's something, you know, that you just want to clean up. And you got to get rid of a lot of the junk because it takes up memory. So I suspect the watch is going to be, once I get it and I'm wearing it for the first time in the car, it's going to be, get a message on the LED display on the car, on the dashboard, saying, do you want to synchronize this? And that's what it did with my iPad and my iPhone. I like my iPhone because it's hand-free. If I have it in my pocket and on the display, it'll read out, you know, do you want me to read your, you received a text message, do you want me to read it for you? And so I can keep my, you know, hands on the wheel and my eyes on the road. The only thing is, you know, now by law, you have to have hands-free devices when you're driving, you know, like if you're on your phone, although I see people texting all the time, and, you know, there's never a cop around when you need one. But the problem is, yeah, your hands are free, and your eyes maybe are where they're supposed to be looking, but not necessarily your brain. And, yeah, people can multitask to a certain extent, but I've seen people talking like, it looks like they were talking into their windshield or whatever, or out into space. And I know they were talking hands-free, and they were going in and out of their lane. And so, you know, with my car, it automatically pulled me back into the lane. But, you know, they also now have the autonomous cars, which the technology still isn't totally perfected. You're supposed to be, I don't have that in my car, but you're supposed to be, if you think if you take your hands off the wheel or it looks at your eyes and you take your eyes off the road, it disengages the autopilot or whatever they call it. So I don't think that's ready for prime time yet. But just like, you know, Apple is working on an AI, an artificial intelligence humanoid robot, an AI humanoid, can't even say it, AI humanoid robot. And I saw, you know, like a design of it, like a more of a concept, and it would go around. You know, they have those vacuum cleaners, I can't remember what they call them, that goes around your house and vacuums, and it knows not to bump into walls or, you know, objects, chairs or tables or anything like that. But apparently the humanoid robot would be lifting things, moving things. And, you know, technology now, everything seems to get more and more automated, and I just can't keep up with it. And, you know, technology or automation can be your best friend, but it could also be your worst enemy. You know, sometimes just trying to get to know how it works or understand it takes time, let alone what happens when the device malfunctions. That could be extraordinarily problematic. When I was a kid growing up, now I'm dating myself, I used to watch a cartoon called The Jetsons, and I loved that show. And most of the things that they said, you know, we would have are now things that we do have, the technology. They don't have those transporters where you can go from point A to point B and it transports you in the sky. But I think we're actually getting there. They're now developing drone-like devices that would transport humans, and it, because of the technology, it would, prevent any crashes or prevent any collisions. But again, what happens if it malfunctions? Then all bets are off. Maybe there's a parachute that would be like a backup standby device. But I do love technology, don't get me wrong, but I just can't keep up with it. And sometimes, you know, like when I bought my new car, and it literally, well, I've had it now almost a year, and there's still things that it does in the form of automation that I don't know. I don't know how to use it. It also has AI in it, and it supposedly learns my habits. And, you know, it has the Hey Mercedes feature, just like with Siri. And so, in fact, yesterday I was asking it a bunch of stupid questions, and it has every possible answer you could think of. And if you ask the same question twice or three times or multiple times, there's always a different answer, so it's not like the same fixed answer. But it's kind of clever. I like it. I like the display. I had my car serviced last week, and unfortunately it's got memory because the technician pushed the seats all the way back. He must have been a giant and tilted the seat back. He changed a few things, turned off my radio, but all I did was I pushed the button that says memory one, number one, and everything went back to the way, you know, I had set it. And even if I hadn't set it, I think it also learns settings. So if you forget to put something in memory, it does that for you. If you've used it, that feature, that way so many times, and it says, oh, okay, you must like this, therefore it will now be programmed. So the last thing I was going to get to, but we're out of time, I was going to talk about football because I'm a football addict, and I think the season begins next week. So, but that'll be a discussion for another show, next week's show. Anyways, I want to thank my listeners for listening to Powell to the People, and always remember, power is the ability to do good things for others and to make your community and the world a better place. This is Wayne Powell sending you positive thoughts and good wishes. Stay safe, be well, and have a great week. We'll see you back next Monday, same time, same place. Until then, bye for now.
Powell, it's Powell to the People. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People. It's Powell, Powell to the People. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People.